and that he would go and get the car. And that, rather anticlimactically, Dirk felt, was that. The car drew up at the curbside. A slightly elderly, black stretch Cadillac, gleaming dully in the airport lighting. Dirk regarded it with satisfaction, climbed into it and settled into the back seat with a small grunt of pleasure.
"The client said you'd like it,"
said Joe, distantly from his driving coupe, as he quietly rolled the thing forward and out onto the airport exit road. Dirk looked around him at the scuffed and threadbare velveteen blue upholstery and the tinted plastic film peeling from the windows. The TV, when Dirk tried it, was tuned to nothing but noise, and the asthmatic air conditioning wheezed out a musty wind that was in no way preferable to warm evening desert air through which they were moving. The client was dead right.
"The client," said Dirk, as the great rattling thing cruised out onto the dimly lit freeway through the city. "Who exactly is the client?"
"An Australian gentleman, he sounded like," said Joe.
His voice was rather high and whiny. "Australian," said Dirk in surprise.
"Yes, sir. Australian, like you."
Dirk frowned. "I'm from England," he said.
"But Australian, right?"
"Why Australian, exactly?"
"Australian accent."
"Well, not really."
"Well, where's that place?"
"What place?" asked Dirk.
"New Zealand," said Joe. "Australia's in New Zealand, right?"
"Well, not precisely, but I can see what you're... Well, I was going to say I can see what you're getting at, but I'm not sure I can."
"What part of New Zealand you from, then?"
"Well, more sort of England, in fact."
"Is that in New Zealand?"
"Only up to a point," said Dirk. The car headed north on the freeway in the direction of Santa Fe. Moonlight lay magically on the high desert. The evening air was crisp.
"You been to Santa Fe before?"
nasaled Joe. "No," said Dirk. He had abandoned trying to engage him in any kind of intelligible conversation, and began to wonder if he had been deliberately chosen for his shortcomings in this area. Dirk was trying hard to stay sunk in thought, but Joe kept yanking him back to the surface.
"Beautiful place,"
said Joe.
"Beautiful. If it doesn't get ruined by all the Californians moving in. Californication, they call it. You know what they call it?"
"Californication," hazarded Dirk.
"Fantasy," said Joe. "All the Hollywood types moving in from California, ruining it. Especially since the earthquake. You heard about the earthquake?"
"Well, I did, as a matter of fact," said Dirk. "It was on the news, rather a lot."
"Yeah, it was a big earthquake. And now all the Californians are moving out here instead to Santa Fe, ruining it. Californians. You know what?